Chapter 34. Location: outside Ruth's cottage. Nimbus felt he had witnessed a miracle, not with Father Prickett's visit, but with the aftermath of Ruth and Megan. Ruth told Megan everything, and they cried deep, painful tears of regret, understanding, and acceptance. Their relationship was truly evolving from when he had arrived. When the time came for Father Prickett to arrive, Nimbus visited Ruth for the last time and was happy to see she looked relaxed and softer. Had she accepted her death? Maybe. Nimbus watched from the window looking in when Father Prickett draped Ruth with a special sash and said words he couldn't hear. Megan was there holding Ruth's hand, and they appeared to have their loving relationship of mother-daughter back. Father Prickett did all the rituals Ruth needed to be at peace with her passing. Megan had struggled at first with her own sadness at never knowing she had had a brother, but soon became accepting of the inevitable. She would be okay, Nimbus thought. She was smart and resilient like her mother. His heart felt pink and soft as he watched through the window. His job was coming to a close. He felt his closure with both Ruth and Megan was a higher order of accomplishment, truly angel's angel accomplishment. As he floated away, he wondered why he had felt so much. Why did he have to hurt and feel their sufferings? Being around the Christian beliefs, he thought about the Savior Jesus. I really need to study that religion so I can better understand what's going on in those believers. All I know is, love really is all. Suddenly he stopped in midair. Watch, Archangel Michael will give me an assignment with a Muslim or a Buddhist next, or something where I definitely have to shed a skin to understand. Actually, I really need to become a human. I really, really do. It didn't take long to arrive home, for he was feeling lighter. However, when he drifted in, no one was there again. Well, what can I expect? I haven't been showing up much these days. Family, he sighed heavily. We want them to be there when we need them, but we don't when we don't. Nimbus remembered his last assignment. What would he say to his family if they were there? Yeah, it was a really good day at the office. Actually, after he got over the empty feeling of being alone, he was relieved. He didn't want to explain something to his family that they wouldn't understand. Alone time was always good for him to sort things out. He was seeing himself, and he was liking what he was saying to himself for a change. The mortar was holding. After I get a good rest, I'll go back to see Archangel Michael. I bet he'll agree with me and with my reasons for wanting to become a human being.